Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of Grits and the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and I am fighting a cold. I am mostly on the mend, and I'm on some really good Z-Pak and steroids, thanks to my doctor. But I may have a scratchy throat during this, so if I need to take a drink of water, please excuse me. But know that I am feeling much better than I have been, and I'm on the mend. And I think if you have ever been in a situation where you've just been going for so long and you finally stop, your body sometimes just says enough's enough. And it just goes ahead and gets a cold. So I think that's where I was this earlier in the week. But I'm thankful that I am mostly sounding normal and feeling better. And I appreciate all the thoughts and prayers on that. This week is Memorial Day weekend. It is graduation week for a lot of people. It is a full thing. And so this week at my church, St. Paul Chapel, we are having a work day here at the campground before all the camps get started. And we are having services for the first time under the tabernacle since I've been here, which I am very excited about. It is a beautiful space, and I am just thankful that we have that as at our disposal to use. And it's going to be a glorious morning, and then we're going to have a church picnic. So it's a little bit different, so you'll hear a little bit less of a sermon, because we're going to have some people come forward and talk about their experiences here at the Dooley Campground, coming to camps and coming to fish in our creek and all the things. So I've left space for them to do that in person on Sunday, and I'm very excited to hear those stories and learn more about what this campground means to everybody else, because I know what it means to me since I have moved to serve the church here in January. So with all of that in mind, let us begin worship for this sixth Sunday of Easter. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Today's psalm is Psalm 67. It is one of praise and thanksgiving, and we come together in that spirit today. Hear now the words of the psalmist. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Together today, let us say those words that are the tenets of our faith. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, as we come together today under the tabernacle or in whatever sacred space that we are worshiping in, let us look to find a home in you, to find peace and tranquility and safety in the arms of your angels and surrounded by your Holy Spirit. Hear now the words that your Son, our Savior, taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today's gospel lesson comes from the 14th chapter of John, verses 23 through 29. Hear now the word of the Lord. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, from the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you will rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, please fill this place, this home, with your Spirit, our Advocate, our safety. Help us to feel you and your presence in our sacred spaces. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. Before I graduated from high school, I had lived in 6 different houses around Macon. My parents loved to buy a house, fix it up, and sell it. The original Chip and Joanna Gaines. And while I appreciate the lesson in building equity and the projects I got to learn from, I got tired of moving, which I know makes it ironic that now I am an itinerant United Methodist minister. What it meant for me was that places other than my house felt like home. It was nice that moving up in square footage eventually meant that I no longer had to share a bathroom with my brother, but it also meant that I felt most settled, most at home in other places, places that never changed, places that were the touchstone of tradition and comfort when I needed them. My grandparents' house, where I spent so many nights and had so many meals, was a constant sacred space. I sat in the same seat for meals. I slept in the same bed, in the same room, at their house in town and at the lake. Nothing changed. The dock at the lake was also a place of home. It is where I skied and tubed from. It is where I got too much sun. It is where I laughed and carried on with my family. It is where we watched fireworks. It is where I watched sunrises and sunsets reflect off the glassy surface of the water. That dock and those muddy waters are home. The scripture says, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Loving God, being loved by God, gives us a place to feel at home. It is a comfort and consistency when the world around us is crumbling. Sacred spaces or places where we feel most at home are where the veil between heaven and earth is most thin. There's almost a pull to those places, a magnetic force that calls us to the places where God communes most closely with us. Most of you know the history of this place. I'm so thankful that I have a copy of Jacqueline Cook's book, A Tabernacle of Living Water. It tells the story of the campground so beautifully. From the very beginning in 1874, we can see the pull of the waters and the land that we are so blessed to worship on each week. Maybe it was the brutal South Georgia heat that made this place so appealing to George T. Embry Sr. Maybe that is what made him stop here. But I think the sacredness of the creek and this land is what made him stay. Cook says in her book, drinking the unusually cool, sweet water, Embry experienced a thrill of excitement mixed with awe. Conscious of the guidance of God, Embry felt impelled to explore further. He climbed the slope on the north side of the creek and came to a high, flat area which he knew would remain dry. The breeze cooled him as he stood beneath the beautiful old trees. He knelt for a searching meditation. It is humbling to think that this very spot, these trees, this hill, was the place that the first circuit riding Methodist minister in this area found comfort and a sense of home. Where the love of God was so evident in the clear, bubbling waters of the creek and the coolness of the breeze on the hill, this hill, that he could not help but find rest and peace. This is the same place hundreds of people have been baptized and swam and fished and prayed and cried and laughed. This is the place where George Embry felt relief from the Georgia heat. But I am sure for thousands of years, people native to this land found that same relief and sacred home as well. This home ground that we have is intrinsically sacred. Honey and I have found our spot. We love to sit down by the crook of the creek and listen to the waterfall over the rocks. We love to watch the fish swim and the ducks fly. She loves to run and sniff and explore and then jump in my lap and rest. I love to pray and be still and quiet in a place that is new to me but feels more like home than most places I have lived. I can feel the presence of God so plainly and powerfully at that creek. I feel connected not just to God, but to all of those who have come before us. It is a place where I am sure my balcony saints look down from heaven to check in. It is where God can come whisper through the veil about how much he loves me. There's one other spot on this earth where I feel the same way. Ironically, it is at another church campground in Gordon, Georgia, a place with a lake instead of a creek, a place with a swing much like the ones here. It is that swing that I used to go to for morning watch and at the quiet times of the day to make a breeze in the hot Georgia summer and look across the water. It is that place where I feel most at home, where God has spoken plainly to me and to my friends. Where are your sacred spaces? Where do you feel the most connected to God? Where do you feel the most at home? I may not be a circuit-riding Methodist preacher. I may have come in driving a Toyota and not riding a horse. But just like George T. Embry Sr., I am so thankful to serve this place, to feel the pull and the call of home that this place holds, the peace that it brings. In verses 26 and 27, Jesus tells his disciples this, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. This place and other sacred campgrounds like it are the gift of peace that we are given. Jesus left us with the Holy Spirit and the grounds and the creeks and the lakes that we inhabit to bring us peace and give us a place to take a moment and step away from the world. In this place, our hearts cannot be troubled, where our hearts do not have to be afraid. This sacred space is our home together." I can imagine that many of you find the Dooley Campground to be home as well. A safe and protected place of worship and communion that holds a sacred, special place in your heart. It may be your grandmother's kitchen table. It may be a spot on the lake where you watch sunsets and fireworks. It may be a camp swing. It may be right here under these sacred hand-hewn beams, or it may be down by this very creek or on a swing behind the Pleasant Valley Church. God is looking to bring you peace. God gives us these spaces to bring us closer to Him. Because this space, this home, is new to me and to Honey, I thought I would ask some of our members to come share about how the campground has been a sacred place of worship and fun for them over the years. I hope that whether it's this space or another magnetic spot, you will feel the closeness of God and remember those places and the waters and the land and the sacred tables that you have communed around, that have shaped your life as you go throughout your week. That is my hope for you, my prayer for you, that you will remember and find and seek out those places that are sacred and bring you peace. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.